Track 5, Unit 5, Listening Part 1, Multiple Choice, Extract 1. You hear two workmates talking about their older sisters.
To be honest, because of the age gap, we were never that close when we were kids. She was 7 when I was born, and they say that, you know, older children are sometimes resentful when their little siblings suddenly arrive. I don't know whether that was true or not in our case. I think it was more that she had her own things to do and I had mine. We were at different stages, so we didn't actually have much in common. But it's worked out really well now that she's just down the road because I can drop in whenever I like. And, well, it's just family, isn't it? It's different to being with your friends. We never go out and do anything. Just chat.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'd love to see my sister more often, really. When we were little, she was always telling me what to do. I always did it. Well, until I was about 13 anyway. Then it started to get on my nerves, and I told her so. We went our separate ways then for a few years, but now we're older, she just cracks me up like no one else I know. We giggle for hours when we do see each other, and she's a great aunt to my kids as well.
Extract 2. You hear two neighbours discussing plans to build a wind farm near their houses.
I know that wind turbines produce energy without emissions, but that's not everything, is it? I mean, what about the impact on people's lives of having this thing on our doorstep? I'm not worried about spoiling the view of the hills. They're covered in cloud most of the time anyway. But there's going to be that constant low-level drone whenever they're turning. You can't escape that, night or day.
Maybe we can still change the council's mind if we make enough fuss. I wish they'd think more about the proposal for tidal power. You know, turbines below the surface at the harbour entrance. That looked like a promising idea.
I know. I'd have preferred that. But it's a done deal now. They won't back down. Still, at least the wind farm's all being assembled off-site, so we won't face weeks of hassle while it's being put up.
Extract 3. You hear an older man and a younger woman discussing changing attitudes to manners.
When I was a child, there was much more emphasis on good manners and polite behaviour than there is today. There were all sorts of rules about what you should and shouldn't do at the table. Always break bread rolls, but cut loaves of bread. Never peel a boiled egg, always cut the top off, that sort of thing. I know most of it was perfectly silly, and the deference towards ladies, standing up for them on buses and so on, that's not really relevant today. Other things, though, still are important. We were always taught to show our appreciation when someone did something for us. But I send my grandchildren presents and then nothing. I never hear back from them.
Yeah, that's no good. But I do still see young people standing patiently in line, you know, for concerts or the cinema, which is nice. So much more civilised than everybody pushing in.
Well, we do it here, but it's not like that everywhere in the world.
No, you're right. I'm amazed sometimes when I go abroad on holiday.